This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 5th. God's word for you today is inked. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and it says, "Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself." We will kick off today's devotional from where we left off yesterday, which is the fact that creation of the hospital was not done by the state. Rather, it was done by the church. It was the church that created what we now know as the hospital. God's people have been responding positively from time immemorial. As God's people, we should not respond in fear. God has a purpose. We should not be careless, but we must understand that we were made for this, for our generation. I believe that all that has happened and is happening in the world is going to birth opportunities on the individual level, opportunities to be the church, opportunities to be Christ-like, opportunities to let your light shine. People are fleeing the cities, but the church came in because Jesus told us to preach, teach, and heal. And because of that, the church formed what was a huge invention back in the day and is now known as the hospital. Now we all go to the hospitals when we need to. But the key thing is, as Christians, we need to respond the way God wants us to respond. So we should not forget. We forget easily. People forget their spouse's birthday. People forget their wedding anniversary. We are forgetful beings, and God wants us to remember. God does not want us to forget. In fact, there is an entire book in the Bible that is dedicated to remembering. If I were to name the book, I will call it Remember, and that is the book of Numbers. When you read the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy, there was a lot of remember. Remember when I took you from Egypt. Remember what I did through you. God wants us to remember how faithful He is, even at this time. God wants you and I to remember how consistent He is, even at this time. God wants you and I to remember how loving He is, even at this time. Isaiah 49, verse 14 to 16 says, "Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. Never can a mother forget a nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I will not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins." God can never forget you. God's strategy of never forgetting you is to tattoo your name in His hands. How big are God's hands that He has all our names written? And because we as forgetful beings deal with people that forget, spouses, children, colleagues, and siblings, we tend to think that God forgets. God does not forget, and that is so refreshing. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for your unending love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.